We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. There's an America saved.
Oh, that's Lady Gaga.
I'm beautiful in the way.
She is your artist of the day. And a good afternoon, Kansas City. It is an honor and a privilege to spend this Monday afternoon with you. Will Starrett's over there. That guy over there is Sam Stevie. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. What is going on, gangsters?
Hi.
Everybody have a good weekend?
That's the second time today you've referred to us as gangsters. I don't think you've ever done that before.
Where is that coming from?
Well, you know, I found my new hip self over the weekend.
I would not call that hip.
Okay, you're right.
So you're caught up with 1997 is what you're saying?
97 called, they need their word back, yeah.
Thank you. Gangsters.
Did anyone go see It, the second one,
over the
weekend?
I saw it on Thursday night. Wait, hang on. Is this like It Part 2?
Yeah.
Or are they just re-releasing it?
Yes.
No, you can't answer yes to both.
It is the chapter 2 of the same movie, but it's the second chapter.
Okay, so it's a sequel.
Yeah.
Okay. You went and saw it?
I saw it at a Thursday night premiere. And
what'd you think?
Was not very satisfied personally, but I love scary movies. So when I saw It 1, I was expecting It 2 to be like It 1, and in my opinion, it was not.
Was it scary?
No.
Would I scream out loud several times?
Well, considering you told me you screamed at the zombie thing,
Then
yes, you probably would scream at It too. But the whole time I was trying not to bust up laughing during the movie.
It's just bad. I mean, it's like the effects bad? Or
it's just comedic. I mean,
okay.
they tell a lot of jokes, so those parts are obviously supposed to be funny. But there's certain parts of the movie that they just kind of go too far out of the box, for my opinion. And it just was bad.
I thought about you over the weekend. I don't know what channel I was watching. They ran the commercial for the Downton Abbey movie that's coming out.
Oh, it's coming.
Like, how excited are you?
We've been expecting you.
Excuse me?
That's the tagline.
That's one of the lines. Yeah.
We've been expecting you. I'm coming.
Now,
I cannot wait.
Here's my concern, because I am both a raging Anglophile and yet someone who has never seen any of Downton Abbey. Will I be totally lost if I go see this movie? Because that's my fear.
My fear is that I'll have to go see it.
I think they'll make a nice, tidy beginning, middle, and end. But, I mean, I don't know how many seasons there were. Not enough. But I did not miss a single episode of Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stop.
There weren't that many. There were only 52 episodes.
Wait, no.
I could actually watch that.
Sam, I need you to stop the tape, go back, and then just isolate where she said Downton Abbey about 15 seconds ago.
You know, they iron the newspapers in the morning. And it starts, Will, right after the sinking of the Titanic. That's where the series starts.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic goes down. Someone important is on the Titanic. And now this family has moved up in the world, if you know what I mean. Not that they were below us in the world. They were already way above us in the world.
Sure.
But because one of the dukes or something drowned on the Titanic,
they got a seat upgrade.
That's where the show starts.
Seat upgrade.
Mm-hmm. First class now, sister.
That's right.
Scott, are you referring to the way that she said it?
Yes.
Of Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
That is not how I
of
said
Downton
it.
Abbey. The tape doesn't lie, Dana.
I just feel like I was supposed to live back then.
That
you would want to live back then, but
right.
I want to live
there
like
no
that now in 2019.
But you have this ability whenever you're talking about a certain group of people.
Downton Abbey.
When you start talking about hoity-toity rich people, you overpronounce your T's.
Not unlike about 2 years ago when she went with her friend to go to a Hispanic event. Listen to this.
Yes. This El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what?
Wow.
He's still listen makes to that. Fun of me for
I
that.
I mean, listen.
El the Centro. El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what?
This El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what?
Right.
This El Centro thing. You know, that's why I'm going. I'm going to El Centro.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then when, you're crossing then the line now, guys.
When she's I talking agree. About Downton Abbey, she goes, I can't wait to see Downton Abbey.
Now, she didn't do that. She just pronounced
that's
the
how
T
you say it.
Much. Yes.
It played again, Sam.
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
Oh, please. I'm very excited. Downton Abbey.
When does it come out? I'm excited for you,
it's
actually.
It's in my calendar in all caps, and I would have to look and find it, but I know that it's coming.
Like a couple
it's coming.
Weeks?
Yeah.
Yes, and
is
actually.
Is it 16th?
No, it's this Friday. Wait, that's in the UK. I don't know about here.
Well, maybe it's, I have to go
by
to the UK.
By UK, do you mean Great Britain?
The motherland is what
yes.
I mean, yes.
Yes, the mothership. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Nope, it's Friday, September 20th, yeah. Because I have it here in all caps. Downton Abbey movie. Put it in my phone like a year and a half ago.
You say Downton again?
Yes.
Downton.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Now, does the movie pick up where the series left off, or is it just kind of like
yes,
a totally
I assume
new
so.
Incarnation?
And at the end of the series, that whole style of living and the cost to maintain that was starting to wind down. You know, does everyone need their own professional valet? Which I had never heard of, but that is a thing.
What, you mean valet?
No, they called it a valet.
In Downton.
Someone to dress you in the morning, basically,
it's
Scott.
A valet.
Excuse me?
You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it. It's my
I'm
favorite
not going.
Show of all time.
I am not going.
I would drag you by your toenails.
Oh, come
to
on. Let's
that.
Go watch Downton Abbey.
You could not pay me money to go see Downton Abbey.
No, we're not going to pay you. We're just going to kidnap you.
I think you would enjoy that more than It Chapter 2.
Hang on. So here it is. Here it is. Listen.
No maid, no valet, no nanny even.
It's 1927. We're modern folk.
It chills.
So I want you to do this in 30 seconds or less.
No valet.
Can we get that dun-dun-dun-dun over the air?
The men great. Had men to dress them in the morning, Scott.
That's weird.
And I'm sure Prince, you know, Charles does too.
Okay, but I want you to do this in 30 seconds or less. Somebody like me who's never seen Downton Abbey, sell me on Downton Abbey right now. Go.
It's so good you have to see it, and they all speak in the British.
That's it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
That was a terrible sales pitch, Dana.
Because the
and
trailer,
I'm still mourning the death of Cousin Matthew.
The trailer.
Did you, spoiler.
Oh
spoiler.
Boy. Here we go. Well, here come the death threats.
Wow.
Thank you.
Do you know the matriarch of that family
no,
won
I don't.
Every single Emmy every single year that show was
it
on the air?
It just looks boring. It looks like rich English people walking around on grass.
Finally. Finely trimmed grass.
Very finely trimmed grass. Yeah. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly writes me, don't forget Rambo comes out.
Oh, good
on
Lord.
Well, we're going. Last
I'm
Blood.
I'm guessing those two audiences do not mix or cross over whatsoever.
Have you heard? There's a new Rambo coming
yes,
out.
Yes, I've heard.
Said, oh, my God. I cannot wait to get in line.
Scott, I will be on the Rambo boat, not on the Downton Abbey
you,
boat.
Why are you here instead of in line for your tickets to Rambo? Shouldn't you be camping out at the theater?
We'll be in line. Don't worry about
it.
Blimey.
The king and queen are coming to Downton.
Oh what? My God, there's a plot twist.
What? I want every surface to gleam and sparkle.
They literally are showing pictures of the housemaids cleaning the house.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Royal luncheon, a parade, and a dinner. I'm going to have to sit down.
Sitting down is a plot twist?
How's it all going?
Mary's got it under control.
Hardly.
Hardly?
I need your help, Carson.
I'll be there in the morning,
my
lady.
My lady.
Don't you worry.
Oh, that's their butler.
Beethoven Symphony.
You mean leave Downton? Downton Abbey's...
Oh, two guys just kissed.
Do you know, which back then, plot by twist. The way, hello, plot twist. Do you know you can visit, I believe it's called Highclere Castle. It is a place. It is the size of 12 Buckingham Palaces, and you can go there.
Scott, you would be the worst Brit ever.
And of all the people
like
on
you
this
would be
show,
the worst
of
Brit.
All the people on this show, I'm probably the most British.
You'd be in terms of what your genetic makeup,
yes,
your
my
lineage.
29 and me.
Yeah, probably so. But man, you've
23 and me.
29.
29.
Gotta have
explains a lot of it.
Gotta what have kind of genetic problem. Do you have?
Gotta
over
have
there?
Those extra genes to carry all his British loyalty.
Sir, we just don't have enough bandwidth at 23andMe for Scott Parks.
I'm too British for you.
Bump that up to 29andMe.
Will, do you want to go see this stupid movie?
I kind of do.
He's an Anglophile.
Just
you
got
to remember, I'm a raging Anglophile.
Will,
I'm all over this.
Watch the first season.
That means someone who is, right, big fan of Britain and English culture and whatnot.
Watch the first season. After the Titanic sinks, it will suck you right in.
Really? You're going to use the term suck you right in when you're talking about the Titanic?
If I had
going
said
down?
Suck you right down,
what
that would have been
water
offensive.
In Overland Park?
Hey, Dana, what's in the water in the ocean?
Stop,
oh, I don't know.
Stop,
the Titanic.
Stop. Guys, wow. Stop.
Watch season one and get back with me, Will Starrett.
Now, are these half hour or hour long episodes?
Half hour, I think. Not long enough.
Okay. Well, there's 52. I might be able to get through them in time.
52 episodes?
For a whole series, that's not real long. I mean, that's not even enough to go into reruns.
You'll walk around calling everyone my lady.
I already do that. My lady.
Do you call Julie
your
my lady?
I think I have at one time or another.
Wow.
It's not a conscious thing.
My lady?
It's better than toots.
What would you prefer?
That's fine. I think my lady is lovely.
Anything but ma'am, according to Dana.
Yeah. Do not call
yeah, don't
me
call,
ma'am.
I think just in general, don't call your girlfriend ma'am. That's a pretty good rule,
I do when
right?
she's mad.
Mm-hmm.
When she's barking, I go, yes, ma'am.
Sorry, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that one. 576-7798. American woman, stay away from me. Coming up later on this afternoon, more talk of a Royals downtown stadium.
Oh, God.
Somebody kick me in the face. Please just kick me in the face.
Give me a second. I'll be in there.
If I hear this story one more time.
You know who wants a downtown stadium?
No.
Not downtown?
Anyone who has never been to a downtown stadium.
Yeah.
If you've been to a downtown stadium, you know how awful that idea is.
Dana wants a downtown stadium badly. Also coming up this afternoon, a four-day school week in Missouri. What? Some districts are already doing
it. Oh, yeah,
I was
going to
say,
mm-hmm.
there's,
oh, yeah,
what
are.
Is it, like Lathrop or
yeah.
somewhere mm-hmm. north of here already?
And now
doing
there's
it?
Talk about maybe doing it in Kansas. Parents, care to weigh in at some point? Also, Todd Palin has filed for divorce from Sarah Palin, the former vice presidential nominee in Alaska. That marriage apparently is over. 31 years. At what point do you just say, you know what? We've been married so long, I'm just going to stick it out.
At the point at which you really don't care and you don't think your life is going to get any better. and honestly, I mean, that's a joke, but in all seriousness, I think it really boils down to you stick it out and stay together, I think, in a case like that, if you feel as though you need the companionship of someone there.
Yeah.
If you feel as though...
Even though you're not getting the so-called
right, it,
benefits.
It doesn't, benefits. Yeah, it doesn't matter at that point. I mean, for couples that are older, a lot of times it's about companionship.
Sure.
And
just don't want to die alone.
Yeah, and making sure there's someone that can help you in the event that you, you know, choke or fall in the shower or whatever.
Start wearing diapers.
Really?
Well, people do wear diapers when they get older. Depends. No, they do. All right, we'll get to
I have a friend who, real quick, sorry, who just texted me, all caps with about 3 exclamation points. Sarah Palin is single.
And you don't have a chance. She's in Alaska. Nerd.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, hearing little cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute.
Story here, yeah, from Fox 4. So you know it's true. Dateline is Lathrop, Missouri. You can't tell by looking, but there's something different about Lathrop schools. 8 years ago, the small community about 40 miles north of Kansas City became the first district in the state of Missouri to move to a 4-day school week. Quoting here from Superintendent Chris Fine, it came about purely from a cost savings, and where would we be able to save some money? You add it up over 10 years, and you've saved about $1 million. The school days now start 15 minutes earlier and end 45 minutes later.
Oh, so they get the same butts in seats time.
But by cutting out one early dismiss day and adding the extra time, Lathrop students now have 25 more instructional hours than before. And that's brought a couple of added bonuses. Quoting here from Superintendent Fine, our ACT scores have really shown some improvement. If there was anything, that's one area where we're up. The first 4 years, up every year. And 5 out of the last 7, they've increased. Attendance has also improved. Amy Martin has 4 kids, 3 of them still in Lathrop schools, and says the extra day off has helped make sure that they are in class. Mondays, we get all of our doctor's appointments in, orthodontist, so we never miss school. That's my favorite thing. So here's the deal. In Lathrop, apparently, they go to school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
So your weekend is Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Okay. Man, that sounds awesome.
However, in Lathrop, some families say it is still a challenge, but by and large, it has not been an issue. Here's what I'd like to ask you guys. Because those of you who have either single-parent homes or both parents work outside of the home.
Or young children.
And you're sending your kid to school Tuesday through Friday, what would you do on that Monday? Now, the kids would start school 15 minutes earlier, and they stay in school 45 minutes later.
Okay.
So it's basically a regular work day at school. So if school normally begins at, say, at the middle school or high school level at 7:50, it now starts at 7:35. If it normally would get out at 3:15, it now gets out at 4 o'clock. What do you do with sports, by the way, on that Monday? Are the kids required to show up for football practice? I would imagine they are. But would you want your kids to go to school 4 days a week? Middle school, or check that, elementary school, which normally starts, I think, at like 8:45. That would start at 8:30. Get out at 4 o'clock. But your kids only go to school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So instead of having to take them out of school for a pediatric appointment or an orthodontist appointment, just schedule those on Monday.
No, I bet those offices are flooded on Mondays.
Probably so. What would you do? Do you like this idea?
Yes, because my kids are old enough that it's not.
Rewind your tape 10 years.
You would have to provide care for those children on that day. Now, if you are a stay-at-home parent,
no problem.
No problem.
Nope.
If you have a flexible work schedule or you work remotely from home, no problem.
You're a single parent or both parents work outside of the home.
Then you're paying to have them home for that day. You're losing money on this.
And who's going to say, I'll take your kids one day a week?
When everyone in town needs someone to take them on that one day a week. It's an interesting business idea. You could open a one day a week daycare.
Probably make enough in that one day to where you wouldn't have to work the rest of the week.
True.
Call it no school on Mondays.
Yep.
Somebody says 4 day school sounds great. I only work 4 days a week. Okay. A lot of people, Warsaw, Missouri started a 4 day school week. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, in this story, let me go back a couple more pages. They list the school districts that have gone to 4 days a week.
You're not saving on staff costs. Are you saving on
transportation? You only got to run the buses 4 days instead of five.
There's a big one.
Electricity.
Electricity if the schools are closed.
Food.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of the districts that I'm looking at, and there are many in Kansas as well, they are all rural. I'm not seeing one large school district.
I don't know about the food part now that I think about it.
Why?
Why?
Because a lot of times, as far as the you know, lunch program goes, anymore they've gotten to where there's, you know, lunch available for kids during the summer, they would probably have to do the same thing on Monday in this particular
case. But if you're doing that on Monday, then you're not saving on building costs.
Only for kids on reduced lunches.
Right. Yeah.
But then you're not saving on building costs because the building would have to be open for them to come and get the food.
That portion of the building.
But, Will, with all due respect, I don't know that that's true because, for example, if you're on a reduced lunch schedule, you don't go on Saturday and Sunday.
No, you don't.
So why would you go on Monday if school's not in session?
I don't know. I'm just saying that would I can't say definitively that would be one of the savings.
Yeah, okay.
Because I could easily see it becoming one of those.
Electricity obviously would.
Sure.
Water would.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have sports practices on those days?
Well, they probably will, but
You have to turn the lights on in the school for that.
Well, you need to turn the lights on in the locker room. But you don't have to turn it on in hallway A and B.
Right. So you may have to turn on the cafeteria and some of the gym lights and whatnot, but that's different from every classroom, every office. It's still a significant upgrade.
I mean, like when I was in high school, I don't know what it's like now. It's been 30 years. But we had a
electricity?
Yes, we did.
Just in time for that electricity.
I was going to say, one of the first schools to have that, too.
Barely made it, but keep going.
No, I won't. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Please,
gonna, no,
please go
no,
ahead.
No, I won't.
Why?
Way back when I was in high school.
Are you just going to be a martyr about this? Or
we had a separate entrance into the football locker room.
Okay.
And so Hodum would just turn the lights on, and the air obviously continues to run, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever.
Someone writes in on the text line, most school holidays, if you look, fall on Mondays anyway. So there's 8 to 9 days right there. It's a smart idea if you eliminate all of the in-service days and other wasted days off.
Yeah, I've never understood the in-service day. That sounds like a day to force teachers to come to school and not really have
for
to
training,
teach.
For training, for purposes or whatever.
Putting together lesson plans, things like that.
Yeah. Isn't that what they do at home at night?
Now, a lot of the continuing education type stuff that they have to get is done in those days too.
Okay. 576-7798. A lot of these schools, and let me just I'll just read a short list. I'm not gonna read them all. Miami R1, North Callaway County R1, Drexel R4, Lathrop R2. Notice they're all rural districts. Jasper County R5, Roscoe C1, I don't even know where that is. Warsaw, Plattsburgh, over in Kansas, I'm just trying to find one that's even remotely close to here. I can't. But I mean there's small towns like Winona, West Elk, Hamilton, Natoma, Healy, Dexter.
Well, I bet you once one of those dominoes fell, everyone else went, ooh, look at what they did. Look at what they saved. Let's watch and see how this works. And that says to me it worked well, Scott, if the other small towns followed suit.
So why are the bigger districts not following
That's
suit?
That's a good question. That is
if it,
a
if
good
it, if
question.
If it's smart in the rural districts, and these kids need daycare too.
Does it change teacher pay? Does it change teacher pay?
Well, the union would argue no.
If you said to boss, Scott, that you want to start scaling back and just work Monday through Thursday, and I'm not saying this would happen, but if you did, you know for certain the company would turn around and say, if we agree to that, that's fine.
Sure.
But you are going to take
a 20% pay cut.
20% pay cut or, you know,
Well, didn't you say earlier, Scott, they actually have more instructional time as a result of this?
They actually do. Yes, Will.
But is it about days in, or is it about minutes sitting in the class?
Well, the total number of minutes have actually gone up now that they've gone to a four-day school week. They've added 15 minutes in the morning, 45 minutes in the afternoon, and when you tally it all up at the end of the year, the students are actually in their classrooms for more time than they would be in a five-day school.
Which means the teachers are working.
They're working harder.
40-hour weeks.
They're working harder.
Okay.
The union could easily say, "Hey, we'll meet you in the middle on this and not ask for an increase.
We'll take the extra day off, but don't cut our pay."
Right. We'll give you a deal on this.
Yeah.
And not ask for any more.
Let's go to Aaron on line one. What up, man?
Hey guys. I can answer, I think, a few of these things.
Yeah.
So. The food programs in the summertime and whatnot, I think most of those, they distribute the food to the kids. They don't really come into the school for that during the summer for the low income.
Okay.
The, like our school, my kid goes to Holden, and they have what's called a day plus program. And the kids can show up at, you know, sometime around 6:37 a.m. and they can be there till 6:30 p.m. and it's like $75 a week. So, even when school's out, those kids can go to that program if their parents drop them off. The school bus doesn't pick them up. One of the biggest costs is transportation.
Yeah.
Air conditioning runs all the time in those schools. They never shut it off. And the heat. It runs year-round because they have to keep the mold and mildew out of the building. The lights, the price or cost to run lights is inconsequential, if I'm using that word properly. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The lights are not the biggest cost to run in those schools. It's the air conditioning.
Then Aaron, and we got the superintendent of Lathrop calling in, and we'll probably have to wait to get to him after the break. Where is the cost savings? And we'll definitely ask him that as well.
Transportation, and then also it probably depends on your staffing.
Yes.
Some of your staff, you know, you guys bring up unions. A lot of school districts aren't union. It's your bigger school districts that are. And even then, you've got a contract with your teachers about how much you got to pay, how many hours they got to be there, and where their overtime kicks in. So I don't know really where their saving is on this.
And someone said on the text line quickly, you have a lot of non-salaried workers. So paras, lunch people, office people, you would save money on those employees from the text line.
Let me do this, and I said it was a he, it's a she. Chris Fine, the superintendent of schools in Lathrop, hello?
No, I'm not Chris Fine. I'm Chris Woodhead. I'm the superintendent that initiated it. Chris Fine took over when I retired.
I beg your pardon. Can you hold the line for just a moment?
Sure.
We have to pay a couple of bills, like everybody else does, but I want to talk to you in just a moment. Hey, get her full name, if you would. This is the previous superintendent, apparently, in Lathrop, who initiated the four-day school week, and we will talk with Chris in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple as go with me. ABC. Alright, so we're talking about this idea. And a lot of rural districts have started doing this, going to a 4-day school week. Dr. Chris Woodhead, the former superintendent of Lathrop, which was one of the original, if not the original district to do it, joining us on the KMZ hotline. Doctor, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Where is the money saved?
Well, there's a large savings in your non-certified staff, which are your custodians, your cooks, your aides, anyone that's not a teacher.
Why go to, and I think Lathrop was one of the originals, is that correct? And you were the one who spearheaded that, is that correct?
Yes.
What was the point in going to a four-day school week?
Well, it was savings. At the time, schools were having to look. The state was cutting funds. Schools were having to look at where they were going to save money. And at the time, our board, one of our board members, actually worked for Ford, and they were on a four-day work week. And he suggested, why don't we look into the four-day? We talked about it at a board meeting, and I said that I'd look into it and do some research, and I did, and history was made.
Now, This has been picked up by countless other rural school districts, Harrisburg, North Callaway, East Lynn, Drexel, Stockton, Everton, Albany. Nowhere on this list do I see an urban or even suburban school district. Why not?
Mostly because of daycare issues. When you're in a small town, you have the advantage that neighbors know neighbors, families there. People can take care of it, friends. You don't have the daycare issues that you do in an urban school district. We offered, one of the biggest conflicts that parents found originally was daycare, the biggest issue. So we decided that we would train seniors and juniors, and they could earn some money that way and put them through a class. And we offered, actually, a daycare on Mondays. And
oh, well, that is a great idea.
Well, yes, except we sent out the thing and said, sign up, you know, if you want to utilize it and stuff like that. We only had three people that wanted it.
The high school kids just wanted their day off.
three people who wanted it. No, the parents didn't want it.
Correct.
Oh.
It was the biggest complaint, but we only had three sets of parents that actually signed up for it.
So naturally,
we didn't do it. You know, it's the problem is change. People don't like change. Change is very hard. And when we did it, we got a lot of people that came back and responded, you know, that's not the way it's been. I didn't grow up with that, so why can't we just do it the way I did it? You know, change is just difficult for a lot of people.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah, it did. And we had a lot of people who were totally against it the first year. We did surveys every year to ask people if they wanted to continue or what the problems or concerns were. And the second year, we had a lot of people that actually came to meetings and said, you know, I was wrong. This has been great. A lot of people said that it has brought their families closer together because they have been able to actually do a lot of family things together on the weekends that they weren't before because they were always spending Sundays prepping for Monday.
Yep.
So now they didn't have that. So they had complete weekends that they could spend.
Yeah. And if you want a doctor to go visit family, you know, an hour or two away, you have 3 days then to do that without taking time off.
Correct.
Do you think, you mentioned that this works in rural districts and rural neighborhoods because families know each other, but I live in a small suburban town. Not far from downtown, but I know my neighbors. Why wouldn't it work in Roland Park?
You know, I think it would work in urban districts. It's just that somebody's going to have to take the leap to do it.
Yeah.
How much money do you think your small district saved? Do you know the number on that?
Well, I think Mr. Fine said that we were close to, you know, $1 million over the total time element. I think the first year I was figuring that we were going to save approximately $300,000.
Wow. And you know what, Scott? I do think.
Doctor,
thank you for your time. I do think the districts here could do it. And think about the response here if you said to high school students, you know, juniors and seniors, we will CPR train you. We will put you through babysitting classes. We will offer the juniors and seniors up on those days off. And there would be more families here who would sign up for that. I guarantee it.
576-7798. We only did it for a segment. So if you guys want to weigh in, we'll take you over the top of the hour. We rarely do that. But 576-7798. Would you be, those of you in Blue Valley, Liberty, Lee Summit, Shawnee Mission, DeSoto, Leavenworth, would you guys be okay with a 4-day school week? Monday off, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday classes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.